Grace to you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, behold this new and wondrous mystery. My ears ring with the shepherd's song, though it's not a mere lullaby, but a full-throated heavenly hymn. The angels sing, the archangels blend their voices in harmony. The cherubim lift up their joyful praise. The seraphim exalt the glory of the Lord. All creation joins to praise this holy feast. Taking in the Godhead now, arrived on earth, and man's entry into heaven secured. For he who is above now, for the sake of our redemption, has come to dwell below. And mankind, who is lowly and sinful, is by divine mercy raised to the place of Christ. Bethlehem this day resembles heaven, hearing from even the stars the angelic voices. In place of the sun shining from every angle is the sun of righteousness. But don't ask how this can be. Do not ask how it would be that God would bring heaven to earth, for wherever God wills, nature bends to him. And he willed that all things would bend the knee this day to the Lord of all creation. He, Jesus, has the power. He descended from heaven. He redeemed creation, and all things are brought in obedience to God. He who is, I am, is born, taking to himself human flesh, but never leaving his divinity, his godness behind. Christ the Lord has always been God and always will be, but today he binds himself to humanity forever. And so the kings have come to see the King from heaven that has come to earth, not bringing with him angels or archangels, nor thrones, nor dominions, nor powers, nor principalities, but doing a new thing, walks a path no king before him ever has, to be born of a virgin's womb. Who can understand this mystery? We ought not look too deeply into such things, for we can never understand the mechanisms of the holy birth of God, the Son, out of woman, the Eternal One, becoming mortal and rising to bring immortality to light. Our nature cannot stand this. But we believe by faith that God, the Son, was begotten before all time, yet the Virgin gave birth to him. We ought not look too deeply, but venerate our Lord in silence and accept that he who has promised this would happen has done it. He has come. What can we see this day? We see a mother holding her child that she has born. I see a child come to the light of the world by such a birth. Yet we see that the mother was a virgin. The birth of this child is extraordinary. It's unique, never having happened and never happening again. Our Lord chose to be born from eternity through his mother, Mary. And it is only by the grace of God that we can see, yet never fully understand. It is only by the grace of God that he who is beyond time and space, he who is before all ages, he who is simple in his nature, being spirit, for God is spirit, that we should behold his coming, that we should see his body, that he has taken on my body, your body, that he is visible and suffers as we do. And why has he done this? That he might teach us and lead us by the hand to things that we cannot see. He guides us like a father to his son, to see and understand that which he gives and that which he might remove all doubt from our hearts. You see, Christ built for himself a temple in human flesh, unashamed at sharing our human nature, lowering himself to become one with his creation. Yet he did not despise this. He was set firmly in love by this act, that he should save those whom he loves. And he did that so that this corruptible, this killable body, he took to himself, and it would be glorified in the resurrection from the dead for the forgiveness of all of your sins. How better can we describe this? The most astonishing act in all of history is that the Ancient of Days should become an infant. He who sits on the throne of God tonight lies in a manger. And he who cannot be touched nor seen, lest the sinner should die, now gives his life into the hands of men. He who has broken the bondage of sinners has his own hands swaddled to his side. Yet for all the disgrace that he would suffer at the hands of men, he counts it as an honor that by his humiliation he would win for you eternal life. For this reason, he shares in your very flesh, that you might come to faith by the very power of the word. He takes your flesh, he gives you his spirit. He gifts, you receive. He prepares you for eternal life. You live forever. He has sanctified you. He has made you holy. He has given you his spirit that he might save you. So come and observe the feast. Come and observe his supper, his mass. Come and observe the mass of Christ. This is the wondrous story of the Nativity, that he who would be the great shepherd of the sheep should lay himself in a sheep's manger. He who is life-giving bread would place himself in the location where the sheep would eat. And on this day, in this Mass, the ancient slavery to sin is ended. The devil and his demons are flattened under our feet. The power of death is broken. Paradise is opened. The curse is taken away. Sin is removed from us. Error is driven out. Truth has been brought back. The kindliness of speech is given to all. And it spreads throughout the world. A heavenly way of life has been planted in the earth, ready to give sprout. The angels speak along with man without fear, and men now possess the words and the speech of angels. And why is this? Because God is now on earth, and man is in heaven, and in every way we now commingle. He became flesh. He did not become God. He is God. He was God. But now he became flesh, so that he whom heaven did not contain would be caught up in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. He who feeds the millions on his body and blood would receive an infant's food from his mother's breasts. He who was before all time is now caught up in mortality. And all that is human is now Christ's, and all that is God's is now ours through Christ Jesus. So we toast them, if you will, to him who brought us out of our confusion and made a way, to Christ, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit. We offer all praise now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.